Proclamation number 8727, dated the January 16th, 1964. Public confession during the Battle of Faith. You, who will experience the time of the Battle of Faith, will be subject to great demands when you have to decide for or against me. For you will have to confess publicly, and that means that you either have to deny me completely or stand up for me with conviction. And you will be forced by brutal means to make a decision, which you will fear if your faith in me is not strong enough, so that you will only ever abide in me with full trust, and I will not disappoint your faith. Precisely this battle of faith will still have to be waged before the end, because only then will the separation of the goats from the sheep take place, for then the flock of my own will have emerged, whom my adversary will be unable to sway, because they possess a living faith and are not mere Christians who only adhere to formalities, who will fail in the final battle. The enemy's coercive measures will indeed be such that people believe that they must comply if they want to go on living, yet anyone with a living faith knows that everything is possible to me, that I can even maintain people beyond the law, since nothing is impossible for me and since for the believer it is no longer compulsive faith. However, you must not reach a compromise by believing that you can preserve me in your hearts and deny me in public, for I have demanded that you profess me before the world, so that I then will also be able to acknowledge you in the kingdom of the beyond. My adversary will use unusual procedures in order to repeal me, or so he believes, and this is the time when all power will be taken from him again, because he is only using it against me and oversteps his authority as soon as he wants to render me ineffective. You will have to muster a great deal of strength, yet this strength will flow to my own. They will draw strength from their strong faith. They know that I am present to them, and this conviction will also enable them to openly stand up for me and my name. Regardless of how fierce the attacks will be, regardless of how brutal the proceedings, with my support you will be able to endure everything, for I will not abandon you, if only you have the will to persevere until the end. I know what you are capable of bearing, and accordingly you will be surrounded by my angels, who will protect you in this final battle. Just do not deceive yourselves in believing that I am satisfied when you confess me in your hearts, for you shall give evidence of your living faith in me, which can only ever be produced by my own, whose faith has come alive through a life of love. But any Christian who merely observes formalities, who lives without love despite the fact that he belongs to a church organization, will be thrown into doubt about his former outlook and faith, and he will quickly give up his faith for the sake of earthly advantages. And this will be the greatest temptation which people will ever have had to endure, that all livelihood will be withheld from them if they remain faithful to me, whereas, on the other hand, everything will be granted to them and they will gain worldly advantages if they deny me, which will not be too difficult for most people, since their faith had not yet come alive and therefore everything appears to be doubtful to them now. For my adversary knows how to confuse all spiritual correlations, and lack of love also means lack of realization. And without a second thought people will renounce what they so far possessed, a dead Christendom, and more than ever turn towards the world, which fully makes up for what they had surrendered. And then the separation will have taken place, for then there will only be two camps. Utterly devoted people to me, which also enjoy my evident protection, and a host of unbelievers adhering to my adversary, who will soon experience the last judgment, which will conclude the battle of faith. For I will come myself in order to fetch my own and carry out the transformation of the earth's surface, which means the banishment of people who fail in the last battle on this earth. Amen.